Hi, I'm Coach Mark, and today I want to talk to you about perseverance. I've found that many people confuse perseverance with persistence. Now, persistence just means that you keep going. You persist in your course of action. But perseverance specifically means that you persist in your course of action despite adversity. We all have adversity, things that pop up in our lives that are unwanted or unexpected that make it difficult to keep going. I want to take this moment to acknowledge that the level of adversity experienced in each of our lives is different from every other person in the world. You may be familiar with this quote from author Wendy Mass, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about." This biblical principle can be found in Proverbs 14:10 in the New Living Translation, where it says, "Each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can fully share its joy." So just remember that everyone's journey of perseverance is different. I'm going to give you two practical steps today to focus on as you persevere. The first one may be the hardest for some of you. Tell someone. That's it. Tell somebody that you're close to that you are going through something that is tough for you right now. Be sure to tell someone who wants to share your burdens. Don't overshare with some stranger off the street. Being real and vulnerable with those who are close to you is a very important step. It's crucial. Personally, I've struggled with some health issues in the past that I didn't want to burden my loved ones with, but I wasn't able to move on to the second practical step until I revealed my struggles to those who loved me. I encourage you to do the same. The second step we need to take sounds like the most simple thing in the world, but it can be the most difficult. Get back up. Proverbs 24:16 tells us, "For the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity." It sounds simple enough, but not being devastated by the bumps in the road of our lives can be the toughest thing to do for some. Wallowing in self-pity and despair doesn't help anything, but I know from experience that it is the thing that comes the most naturally to us as humans. The times of adversity that I've faced in my life have always inherently held the option to stay down, as it were, or to get back up. I'm sorry to say that more than once, I made the choice to feel sorry for myself and stay down for a while. Eventually, I made the decision to tell a brother or sister in Christ about the struggles that I was going through, and then I got back up. Fair warning, the more you feel like you don't deserve the rough time you're having, the tougher it can be to recover from it. So the two important steps to take are to share your struggle with others and then to get back up. Pray for the strength to do both while the inevitable trials of life come and stay in the Word daily. This is the necessary preventative maintenance that is required to withstand the events in life that threaten to knock us down. So today, I want you to do two things. First, if you're currently experiencing something that's getting you down, pick a person right now. Call them, text them, specifically communicate with them right now what you're going through, and ask them to pray for you. Go ahead. I'll wait. Okay, now that you've told someone about your struggles, pray to God for the strength to take the next step and move forward. Pray for the wisdom to know what that step is and seek counsel from those who love you. You can do it. With the Holy Spirit to guide you and fellow believers to encourage you, you can do it. Get back up. Now go. Win today.